Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you all to be part of the solution. Always, actually, to be part of the solution. Hope you all had a great weekend. No, really. I mean, got time to recoup, re-energize, get ready to go. There's more to the fight. Yeah, come on. It ain't over that easy. Let me tell you what. Seriously. And you know, all weekend long, you know, those loving folks on the left, right? The peaceful people of the left, all of them, you know, out in front of SCOTUS's house, or some of the members of SCOTUS. Isn't that cool? Pro-abortion protesters were in front of Alito's house. See, they're not interested in the law. I mean, I'll jump right in. Sorry, but too bad. They're not interested in the law. They have nothing. You know, this whole garbage of no one's above the law, they don't mean that. You've had Chuck Schumer threaten SCOTUS before in the past and got away with it. Because if they kept coming through with these unruly opinions, not law-based, but unruly opinions. See, the funny thing about it is, they think that because they would do exactly what they're telling us to do, or they are doing exactly what they're accusing us of doing. Like, the more liberal justices, they're not ruling based on the rule of law. They're ruling on what they perceive to be the truth should be. They're ruling based on where they believe the Constitution should be as of today. Right? It's not true. Constitution is the Constitution. It's not a living, breathing document. It's not meant for you to interpret it from then to what the meaning would be today. Because if you want to do that, we can have a field day with the Second Amendment. There's no restrictions on bazookas, guns, tanks, whatever. I know, they didn't exist. I got that. But there weren't any. And even so, if they wanted to put some kind of restriction on it, when they said, hey, you're allowed to have guns, but nothing too powerful. Just enough to protect yourself at home. But they weren't looking for you to protect yourself just at home. They were looking for you to protect yourself against the government as well. And anybody who studies the Constitution, anybody who has a clue knows that's exactly what it is. If you go through the iterations of the Second Amendment, if you go through what the Founding Fathers brought there, what some of the states put in for their part of what they thought the Second Amendment should read or be, you would find out that no, they didn't want any restrictions on guns. I've played that for you. I'll play it for you again at some point in time. Right? So, again, it's going back to what they want. It's going back, and when you do that, when you prove your point, what do they do nowadays? Come on. You already know. What do they say? Well, those were old white misogynists. And there's no reason in the world why we should listen to them and or why we shouldn't change things because they didn't know what they were talking about. They were all white guys. Seriously. And that's how bad it gets. That's how stupid it gets. That's the way they deal with it. 855, Real Joe. 855-732-55. This just gets crazier as the days go on. Remember, Trump loves hate. Love Trump's hate. That didn't come out right, but anyway. Right? Love Trump's hate. That's what they kept telling us. Those are the signs they kept walking around with. Those are what they kept showing us, didn't they? Just amazing. They don't mean any of it. Can we just be honest about it at this point? We know they don't mean any of it. They do nothing to prove that point. Absolutely nothing. You got a left-wing whacktoid journalist who now says, defends firebombing a pro-life ministry. A left-wing journalist wants more violence against pro-life lifers following the Wisconsin pro-life ministry getting vandalized, graffiti, and firebombed. Now, why would they be against a pro-life clinic? People go in there, obviously don't want an abortion in most cases. So why are they upset about that? So apparently what they want to do, they want to stop you from having the right to have the baby, apparently. Or having, let me rephrase that. They want you from having a right to have the ability to go to a clinic that is pro-life. Anybody see a pattern here? They want to stop you in the freedom of speech world. They want to stop you from calling yourself a man or woman. I told you there was a story last week we did on CNN who ran a bunch of stories on their health page about how breastfeeding is not normal, right? And it's dangerous. You can't get more whack than these people are. It never stops. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, I'm watching Putin give his speech, some kind of speech, whatever it is, and it's great because they got him kind of boxed in with, I don't know, some guy with a whole bunch of spaghetti on his hat, or what do they call that stuff, egg, you know, egg salad, whatever it is. They got these high-end generals or what have you. So there's one sitting to the left, there's one like behind his left shoulder, one on the right, and then one down below on the right front. Picture this. He's in the middle. I think the three of them are dead. They haven't blinked. They haven't moved. Their heads haven't moved. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if somebody propped them up on a stick. There's only one guy looking around like, where's the next bullet going to come from? You know what I mean? It's really scary to watch these guys. 855 Real Joey. 5732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and her unique viewpoint on issues. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing? Did you hit that?
I was on mute. I was on mute.
There you
go.
You did it again. Okay.
I did it. Sorry. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
I had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Good.
Got my living room set up outside, got flowers to plant. I didn't plant them yet, but had a good day.
With the global climate cooling warming change, were you like freezing with snow or something outside? Because that's kind of where you should be right now, right?
Yeah, according to them. It was actually cold. I was cold all day today, and I had to have my fireplace on in my office, so there's that. But it's supposed to be 90 this week, so
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, well, you know, it could be all over the place with all that global cooling, climate, warming change. You just never know where you're going to end up. All right. So I love these people. You realize if they weren't this whacked, we'd have nothing to talk about. You know that, right?
That's true. That's very true.
Psaki says that the White House has not seen any violence against the Supreme Court justices.
And what?
But here's the funny thing about it. She, technically, you know, when you want to play the word game, she is correct. No, nobody has hit, got close enough, committed violence against the Supreme Court justices. Not a one of them. However, I'm watching this. At first I thought it was a caravan coming up from the south, you know, to the border. And I'm looking at this, and these people are headed towards Justice Alito's house. You know, and they're out in front of, there was another house they were out in front of this weekend. I can't remember who it was.
Kavanaugh,
in big numbers, right? What do you think? Are they waiting for somebody like to throw a bomb at the house, set the house or the car on fire? I mean, what are they waiting for, right?
I don't know. They're clearly waiting for something because they have not said anything about these psychopaths who are probably mostly paid. And if you look at them, most of them are old hags who can't get pregnant anyway. They haven't said anything about them protesting at the justices' houses. And that's illegal, by the way. You cannot protest at a Supreme Court justice's house to try to get them to change their mind about something, to try to change their opinion or push them into having a different opinion than what you think they're going to have. That's illegal.
Well, it depends. There's a proviso in that law that if you're a Democrat and you're out in front of a conservative justice's home.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Come on. I thought you were.
I know. I forgot.
Okay?
I forgot. I did forget about that.
Silly you. Look, I love this mantra for the last that nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law. Nobody.
Yeah, right.
You know, they need to put some qualifiers in there. Okay. Nobody on the right is above the law. Everybody on the left is more than above the law. You know.
Yeah. That's the reality.
Well, and they play it out. You can see them play it out.
Right.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
Exactly. I know. It's not like anybody. It's not like we're just saying that. You can watch it on the news.
You watch it happening. You're right. You watch it happen in real time.
Right.
I mean, there's another. Let me see. A journalist, left-wing journalist, says they want more violence against pro-lifers. And this happened right after the Wisconsin pro-life ministry got vandalized with graffiti. They were firebombed. And there's no violence going on? What? Hello? Anybody home?
Wow.
Sick, they're sick people.
Oh, Joe, these are people that want to have babies be born, and if a mother doesn't want it, let it die. They're pro-infanticide. These people are the abortion cultists that want literally want abortion on demand. So the day before a woman is due to give birth, they want her to say, yeah, I changed my mind, and have a doctor abort that baby. That's how psychopathic these people are. And the thing is, they are a very, very, very small minority in this entire country. A majority of pro-choice women are for limits on abortion. Beyond 3 months, people start getting disgusted. Beyond three months.
I had read something. Maybe I read it wrong, so I'll let you correct me. But I had been reading that well over 80% of the average American does not want abortions to be legal after, I think it was the first trimester.
Yes, I think that's typically what it is. First 3 or 4 months, they want it to be legal. And then after that, they think there should be limits. Because people understand, other than these abortion cultists, that it's actually a baby. It's not just a clump of cells like they lied to these women all these years. It's an actual baby. You can feel it kicking.
No, they've been calling it a baby for a long time. They don't care.
Well, that's true as well.
I'm just saying. I mean, sincerely, when you talk to these people and you listen, like, you know, I listen to some of the hearings, I listen to bits and parts of the hearings, I listen to some of the Planned Parenthood attorneys, they know it's a baby. And they have no problem with it.
Right, but when they talk to regular people about it, they usually don't mention the word baby. Like, they usually try to just, you know, you heard that argument for years. It's a clump of cells. They still use that.
Yep. Yeah, it really, really sick. And we'll talk more about this week in the rampage that all the pro-abortionists, yes, that's right, pro-death. We should stop calling them abortionists. We should call them pro-deathers, you know? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which would allow the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president explaining why the United States is continuing its support of Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. Caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be replaced or reimbursed. Police in Alabama say the escaped prison inmate and the prison guard accused of helping him escape are in custody. Police say jailer Vicky White and inmate Casey White were captured in Indiana during a car pursuit and subsequent wreck. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going.
You know, you'd think you'd be all excited about Jen Psaki going away. But the replacement is pretty much, I don't know yet if she's as much of a liar, but she's definitely as, if not more, confused than Psaki was. She called the 2016 elections stolen. Does that mean that she's treasonous? Will they lock her up too? These are questions that I want answers to, like now. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me. And have you seen this woman?
Yes. She's replaced her sometimes, like she's her backup. She's a Democrat, Joe. Of course she's as much of a liar as Psaki is. Psaki actually had the nerve to say during a press briefing, during an interview she did this weekend that she holds herself to the highest ethical standards. I can't even say it without laughing. She has zero standards.
You have to find out what dictionary they're using.
That's true, because ethical might mean something different to her than it does to the rest of the world.
Well, it's just, look at, when you talk about, they got a couple of her old tweets. One of them had to do with white people being racist or what have you. Who's the other one? Don Lemon?
She's a racist.
Yeah, he talks about
coming in, definitely.
Yeah, but who's she living with?
She's living with somebody from CNN, isn't it?
A white woman from CNN.
That's right.
It doesn't get any better than that. Can you imagine going home every night? Yes, my little white racist. Yes, wait on me. I mean, seriously.
You can't take these people seriously, because you know they're full of crap.
Yeah. So you obviously have no problems with the racist because you live with one. And Don Lemon, same thing with you. I'd love to say to him, wait a minute, is your band racist? Is your white band racist? Are you punishing him and making him pay for everything you say the rest of us should pay for?
Probably is.
I'd love to have a real discussion with these people. They're sick.
You can't. That's the problem, though. You can't. Because they're demented.
Well, they won't have a real conversation with you. They won't do it.
No. No, absolutely not. They know they're lying. Some of them are just dumb, right? But others know they're lying.
Let's call it what it is. There's a large group of them that are dumb, and they go along with it because that's what they're told, and they believe it to be true.
Correct. That's your average Democrat.
Yep. So, You know, remember what was it? The handmaidens that were walking around doing protests, especially much more over the last 5 or 6 years than we've ever seen before, right? So you know that they were doing that over the weekend. They had handmaidens going into churches. What I loved was I saw a lot of video from churches where the congregants weren't having it. They weren't having these people disrupting them and getting up and in their faces. And then they had the one really whacked one where they had that black woman that was out in front of a church in New York
City. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. With the babies, with the plastic babies. Yes, I saw it.
Oh, my God.
This is what I mean. If they keep doing this and we see this, it just shows you how insane they are. It literally shows you how insane they are. And I always laugh when they use The Handmaid's Tale as an example. Have you ever read the book?
No, I can't see it. Well, if I did, I did it in high school. I don't remember it.
Okay, no. Nobody, no even bad English teacher would make you read it because it's such a bad piece of literature. It's like the worst book I've ever read in my entire life. And I'm not just saying that because it's a stupid story. I'm saying it because it was legitimately one of the worst books I've ever read in my life. I made myself read it so I could understand what it was they were talking about, because we have the stupid harpies doing that here in New Hampshire. You know what? You know what really, really would have stopped The Handmaid's Tale from happening? If the women had guns! Okay? It's thank God it was a short book because it was so bad. But I'm like, why are they just going along? Why aren't they just shooting back? Why aren't they, you know what I mean? It was so bad. But
you're a woman. Why aren't you taking, you know, these women keep telling me that they've been set back 50 years. They have less, they now have less rights than the average man. I don't understand why you're not sticking up for them.
Excuse me. First of all, abortion isn't a right. That's number one. And when's the last time women got drafted? Men don't. Men have to get drafted, and that's the government taking their body, their choice away from their body. Stand on the side of the lunatics.
Oh, and they're going to force you to get an injection. They tell you you can't have a gun. Right, to protect yourself, your body.
No, yeah, that's the thing. All these Democrats are coming out and saying we have to protect a woman's. It's a woman's choice. It's her healthcare decisions are between her and her doctor. But you weren't saying that for the past 2 years when you agreed with the vax mandate. No, you agreed with Biden mandating federal employees, contractors, and private companies to mandate their employees get vax. Yeah, you didn't care about our healthcare choices then. It really, if they weren't hypocrites, they would have.
They wouldn't have anything to talk about. You know, the woman you were talking about in front of the church, that black woman, she had dolls, as you said, that she supposedly was supposed to represent her aborted babies. But her chant was, "God killed his kid, why can't I kill mine?"
Oh,
this is
God,
how demented they are,
that.
Right?
I didn't even hear that.
You didn't hear that one?
No.
Oh, God.
That's. I heard some. What else? I heard some other stuff. God created abortion or something.
God loves abortion. God approves of abortion.
Thank God for abortion. I'm like.
Well, they got jerky pastors out there. Pastors who obviously don't know what the Bible says. They're out there blessing a Planned Parenthood building. Right? Blessing the woman going into the abortion clinics for being such heroes. How are you a hero?
I don't know when the left thought figured this out, but it was kind of brilliant on their part. Taking over churches. Taking over, infiltrating churches, some churches, and religions, and turning those people into psychopathic leftists who think God thinks it's okay to get an abortion, hate the Jews, and all the other stuff these psychopathic left-wing churches do. I don't know when they decided to do that, but it was kind of brilliant. They took over the schools, Hollywood, the media, the churches.
You and I have talked about this. They're in it for the long game. They put this together in the 50s and the 60s. They knew exactly what they were going to do. They knew how long it would take. And we, you know, we're walking around like a bunch of adults. No, that'll never happen here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Trump was a mistake. Like, they didn't expect that to happen.
No. No, there's no way he could win. And, you know, they had everything in place for her to take over, do the coronation. I'm sure they had a crown already and set to go for her. Just amazing. And the other thing, too, now, is you're seeing, I don't know if you've seen the articles about the Catholic churches all around the country that have been, you know, vandalized and spray painted on them. Is that hate speech? Will the DOJ...
That's a hate crime.
Will the DOJ be putting the people required on there to arrest those people?
Of course not. If they were doing it, if it was being done to Planned Parenthood, they would.
Oh, yeah.
But
no question about it. Right?
They're not going to do it. I mean, we've talked about this before, too. I think protesting at someone's home is disgusting. Their family isn't them. Their neighbors aren't them. And I'll never forget the first time I saw it when the SEIU was protesting at a banker's home, and nobody was home but their 14-year-old son, who was like hiding in a room. There's like 500 angry union thugs outside.
Right.
So, you know, and they even did that in New Hampshire. Some people went to the governor's house to protest his mask mandates and other stuff that he put into place. I'm like, nope, guys, you don't do what the left does in that way. You can do what the left does in other ways, but not that. Not scaring somebody's little kids.
This just stuff consistently amazes me. So when we come back, I want to touch on this one. You ready for this? A Supreme Court, with that Supreme Court draft opinion, MSNBC says, this doesn't just threaten women. It threatens anyone with a uterus.
Excuse me? Oh, my God.
This is comedy for the mentally insane. It's just amazing, because they believe this stuff, but we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. Kimberly Moreno will still be with me when we come back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
With me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved. Be part of the solution. That's the only way to make a difference, is to have the real information. None of that 1619 crap. Have the real information, and that's what you fight with. You'll make their head spin. They won't know what to do with it. If you watch this person on Twitter, she does this to people all the time. I love what she does to people. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Helps me kind of kick the week off. You really do. You really like, you're pushing bamboo shoots under their fingernails most of the time.
That's my job.
Right?
No, I mean, I just enjoy it.
Oh, they go from zero to out of their minds in no time. It's great.
Because it's easy. It's easy because I have the truth on my side, and they hate the truth. Like, I had someone who said, there was no abortion legal before Roe versus Wade. And I'm like, yes, there was, and I gave them the link to show the states it was legal. And they don't know the truth, and they get really mad when you tell it.
Well, do you get really mad when you have not only the truth, you've got the facts. You hit them with the facts. They don't know what to do with it all. It's totally foreign to them.
You know, for some people, I've had decent conversations on occasion, but it's rare, really far and few between now. It used to be better, but now, no. It just doesn't happen anymore.
No, because I think really some of the rank and file that I have relationships with, they're kind of embarrassed at the fact that they voted for Joey B and they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to get involved in all this, you know?
Well, they can't, yeah. I mean, just admit, you know, talk about the good things if you want and then admit the bad things. But don't just pretend like all is well and good because it's not. There are people really suffering because of Biden.
God.
And they just don't want to seem to admit it.
No, and they don't admit to anything of theirs. I mean, look at here. You
that's
got
true. They blame everybody for everything else.
Oh, you got a reporter that's calling for violence against pro-lifers. They said they shouldn't have peace or safety until they're dead. Now he doesn't say until they come along our way. No, until they're dead. There is no option. And
who said
who's
that?
This out? Who's condemning this? Who's talking about this? No.
I want to know who said that.
All right, let's.
I'm not kidding.
Carolyn.
Yes.
It looks like it's Caroline Riley. Okay, so on Twitter, she's at @MS_Criley. CReilly. MS, Mary Sam, right?
Wait, CR what?
Let me see, hold on.
Did you know I'm going to go find her?
Okay, here we go. So she's in Twitter. Her name is Caroline Riley.
Yep.
She is at MS, Mary Sam, _. C R E I L L Y. Okay. The New York Times put out a post that said the headquarters of an anti-abortion group in Madison, Wisconsin, was set afire Sunday morning in an act of vandalism that included the attempted use of a Molotov cocktail and graffiti that read, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either." So she takes that tweet, she retweets it with a line that said, "More of this. May these people never know a moment of peace or safety until they rot in the ground."
Okay, that Twitter account is gone now.
Yeah, matter of fact, you were talking to somebody who sent me that link, said this account doesn't exist.
Yeah, she got exposed.
Coward.
She got exposed. Of course, people are dumb. You can find tweets, right?
Yep.
Yep, yeah. That's what she said. May these people never know a moment of peace or safety until they rot in the ground.
Well, like somebody said, so where are the police for these people? Who's on top of these people? Right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? If somebody on the right didn't expose her for the scumbag, violent scumbag she is, she still would be on there saying stuff. Just like the crackpot disinformation czar that they hired. Or that for, you know what I mean? People... Why wouldn't you check first, just in case? Especially if it's like a political nomination or something. That's the first thing you got to check is their Twitter, right?
You're correct. I mean, nowadays especially, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, just for political stuff, just because that's the first thing everyone goes to. That's usually the first thing that the media goes to or whoever to look for information. I mean, I did that. When my senators were saying, "Oh, we're for women's choice," I'm like, "Yeah, right. Healthcare choice, whatever." So I went and looked. Of course, they're not. But I looked. I verified that I could harass them about it.
I like the healthcare choice. It's a healthcare choice.
Yeah.
It's a reproductive rights issue. It's a reproductive health issue. I always go back to the same thing. If you're all into science, why wouldn't you allow your reproductive system to do what it was designed to do?
Oh,
Sam,
I'm sure they love that one.
It makes no sense to me. And I want it to make sense. I want to understand what they're saying. Right?
You're never going to be able to. I am a woman, and I don't understand what they're saying. They don't make any sense, Joe. Don't even try. It's not worth it.
Well, you know, everybody says you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. I go, no, actually, no, I don't.
They're old enough to know better.
You know?
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
oh, give these people that that we keep saying they're ignorant. They don't know any better.
That's not my problem. They're ignorant. I'm not giving them the benefit of a doubt. Sorry.
When they speak with such authority.
Yeah, because they're smarter than everybody in the room. You know that.
Oh, yes. No question about it. None. Who's this other piece of work? Keith Olbermann.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, that guy's...
He reared his extremely disgusting head over the weekend. He was attacking... on Mother's Day, he's attacking mom for choosing to homeschool her children.
What?
Yeah. It's a great day to attack moms, isn't it?
Yeah, Mother's Day. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, so Olbermann spent Mother's Day attacking mother of five, Bethany Mandel, for choosing to homeschool her children. He said, imagine putting your homeschool mom in your bio and not understanding you've just ruined the lives of five innocent children.
Wow.
That's what they believe. You know, they truly believe that this is bad. It's a bad thing to do.
They mustn't know any homeschooled children. I mean, seriously, all of the children I've ever known that were homeschooled have done fantastic in life.
Yep. So. They usually do. They get a different level of attention. But they think all these homeschool kids are religious inbred zealots, right? You know that's true.
Yeah, because they don't know. They have absolutely no, because they don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't think I knew homeschool kids growing up, but when I moved to New Hampshire, I met a lot of people. There's a big homeschool community here. I met a lot of people who homeschool their kids, and I think it's insanely fantastic.
Oh, you know? I agree with you.
The kids are way smarter. Way smarter than public school kids.
Yeah.
And even they don't get that indoctrination like public school kids and private school. People got to remember, private schools are woke.
Oh, but Kimberly, they're socially, you know, inept. They don't know how to act with other kids or in large groups. This is all crap that you hear, and it's so untrue. It is so untrue.
They play sports with the other kids. It's not, they're not, they don't not play sports. They can be in the drama club. They can be on all that stuff. People are just insane. They don't know any better. In that case, they don't know any better. Some of them don't know any better. Like Keith Olbermann, I mean, does anyone even talk to him? There's no way he has friends. So it's not like he's going to have friends in homeschool. I mean, guys.
You could have stopped at friends. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I can't believe he has friends. He's all over the place. He looks a little whack to begin with, and some of the stuff he comes up with is just amazing.
Oh, he's definitely whacked. Oh, he definitely has a mental disorder.
Oh, no question. So here's a fun one for you. You know, Governor Nuisance has been pushing electricity, 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 right? More electricity, more electric cars, more electric lawnmowers, and so forth and so on. Well, they just found out that over a quarter of the electric car charging stations in the Bay Area aren't working and haven't been working. So, over 72% of the plug-ins in the Bay Area, just over, were functional.
Wow.
So, that means that people driving there, going there from home or wherever, how are they going to charge their cars to get home again? But we need more electric cars.
Oh, my. And did he, is he saying why? Did they say why?
No, they're checking it out now. They were unaware that the situation existed. Yeah. Okay, sure.
So does that mean that nobody's reporting it? So because nobody probably is charging their cars?
I'm with you. First thing I thought was, wow, how are they just finding out about this? Do people not complain? Or are people just not using them? Right?
Right. Oh, my God.
And then what is another 5% of the stations, somebody put the too short of a charging cable on there.
Sorry.
Did he get closer? No, I'm almost up against it now.
My God. People don't understand all this electric stuff is just not going to help us. It's just going to harm us.
It's not. All right, Joe, see your host, Kimberly Wren, joins me every week. Kimberly, where they can find you?
GraniteCross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a lot to talk about, a lot of people to make fun of. We'll be back in just a little bit.